to inspire and reward
billions of business souls
to gamify their life,
to share products and services
they care deeply about,
so they experience
the magical power
of referral marketing.
Welcome to the next episode of the Nexus Podcast. This is episode 12. And today we're going to answer another question that is very important to the direct sell field, which is, what are some of the best practices for managing financials, including revenue, expenses, cash flow for a direct selling company? And I'd really love to hear your thoughts about this, Ben. We did discuss a similar topic on the DSEF, which is available on our Facebook and LinkedIn accounts. But I'd like to hear your thoughts, Ben.
Well, you know, it was really fun to do the session with the executive team from Squire. You know, Squire is a group of professional accountants in the direct selling space that work for some of the biggest brands in the space. And they impact, you know, not only running your business off of a balance sheet or off of, you know, an income statement, but also your cash flow statements and understanding the impacts of commissions, you know, when to take money off the table as owners. They impact all of it, you know, how to properly take care of sales taxes and that planning. So we won't cover those pieces today. We'll put a link to their show in the show notes. One of the key personal finance pieces that really involves your business is a practice I call buckets. I've practiced buckets for my whole life. If you've read the book, Richest Man in Babylon, it's the simple idea of deciding where a dollar goes when it comes into your business. If you haven't done this work yet, it's a critical part of saying, like, well, how much income are we setting aside for commissions and cost of goods sold on our product and our staff? And how much are we setting aside for savings in case something bad happens in our business? What monies are we setting aside for owners' distributions so that money can be pulled out of this business for the owners that have invested and worked so hard in building this business? And so by putting in the time up front of deciding those percentages or those dollar amounts out of every sale, you're then just implementing the plan instead of constantly deciding.
Right.
So, well, what money set aside for future investment into infrastructure? That would be the first step I'd share for people that are thinking about, okay, how do I structure my finances here in my business?
Right. And the next thing that I think people need to focus on is they need to pay their commissions on time. Commissions are
Amen.
A vital component of the direct selling business, and they motivate and reward your sales force, of course. And to maintain that level of trust and loyalty within your team, it's crucial to pay these commissions promptly and accurately and use effective tools to do this as well. So we need to set up efficient systems and processes that ensure that these commissions are calculated and dispersed in a timely manner. So by prioritizing these payments, you foster a positive culture and keep the team motivated for greater success. What are your thoughts on this subject?
Yeah, Gail, that's sacred. You know, the whole idea of getting your commissions out on time is sacred. One of the things we've done at Naxum in our software that's worked really well is we've deployed these ledger platforms to where we give them their commissions digitally. And so if you're in some of these compensation plans where it's weekly or even daily pay, and you're sitting there saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to daily disperse commissions in a platform and do all the work of reconciling that every single day? These daily pay systems, you can reconcile it all to a digital ledger. So the monies show up in their account. They can buy more product with those monies. They can choose to withdraw. And you could have, instead of disbursements every day, you could have withdraw days. And you have, you know, maybe you do withdraw days on Tuesdays and Fridays, right? You decide how often the cycle of withdraw days will be, while at the same time, them always seeing their commissions on time through, you know, a daily pay plan. And because people are looking for their funds faster today than ever before, there's a number of direct selling companies you can look at. You can look at the Naxum client Beyond Slim, who does daily pay. You can look at Unique Cosmetics, who pays in 4 hours from you making a sale. There's companies who have literally built their part of their value proposition to their ambassadors and coaches and salespeople by saying, hey, look how fast we pay you from when you make the sale. As part of their offer, there's a company named Chiari that does instant pay. And so you sit there and say, like, wow, okay, that's part of their value proposition to people is how fast they pay. The last thing I'd say is you have to understand your data. You have to set up insight tools to understand what your reps are doing and not willing to do so that you can manage your investments better. So as you're thinking about finance and some of your biggest expense that you have in marketing, as an example, as you're growing a business team, you have to know what's getting you a return. So just as a good example, high quality video and creating tons of great video content. It's one of the most important things you could do today to help your field grow. You know, if you think about content and our the way we interact in social media and TikTok, guess what? It's video content. And video content's expensive at the end of the day. It's more expensive for you to create than any other type of content. Even if you're doing casual, authentic video content on cell phones, it still takes time to edit. It takes energy. Those are humans doing that work. It's expensive. And so if you can use data to understand, insight data, to understand what your reps are willing to share and what they're not willing to share, it'll help you prioritize your video budget. It'll help you prioritize your time that your staff puts into video. That's just one example that's been a huge benefit. You know, when Gail and our team has rolled out the predictive action platform and our gamified mobile apps, you know, even though they look like sales enablement tools, they look like, oh, wow, here's a tool that's going to help my reps win and sell more. At the end of the day, they're data tools. They're tools that give you the feedback on your own field of what are people willing to do? What are they not willing to do? What's working? What's not working? So you can make better decisions at the end of the day.
Definitely. And these practices that we mentioned are just some of the ways that you can manage your financials in a direct selling company. And this requires a strategic and disciplined approach. And by implementing the practice of buckets and ensuring timely commissions, and especially leveraging data for future planning, you can set a strong foundation for financial success and stability. And at the same time, you motivate your customers and clients to refer others to join your direct selling business. And basically, I think this is such a great conversation that we have going. And if you're still interested to hear more about this, you can definitely refer to the DSEF podcast that we did mention earlier. We will link it in the bio below. And I think that's about it. Sirben, any additional thoughts on your end?
Thank you so much for your thoughts today, gang. And if you would like to set a time with our team for a discovery session to explore more of what some of these predictive tools look like for your own business and how you can get insights to make better decisions as you grow your business, go ahead and book a time for a discovery session. And we'd love to spend some time learning more about your business and sharing with you the insights we've seen. Thank you so much for being here today. Have a blessed day. Bye for now.